This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
You are on Saturday Magazine. You know, sometimes in this studio, we need to be really careful because some of the things that Tass says...
Oh, blame me for the filth that comes out of your mouth.
We could be in serious breach.
Yeah, well, I mean, we don't actually slag anybody. Well, I don't.
No, we don't.
You just tell bad stories, Macca.
Yes.
Macca, what are we doing next? Who are we talking to?
We're speaking with Nick Hollis from U Equals U. And we actually have Nick on the line. Good morning, Nick. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well. How are you both?
Good. So it's Macca and Tass. And really interested in this campaign, U Equals U. Give our listeners a quick précis of what it's about.
For those of you out there who might not have heard the message about U equals U, it stands for undetectable equals untransmittable. And it's basically a very easy to remember shorthand for the science of having an undetectable viral load. So when we talk about that in the world of HIV, we know, we've got the science to prove it, that HIV-positive people living with HIV, with an undetectable viral load, cannot pass the virus on to their partners. We know that there's zero risk of that. Now, that's a very big idea, given the many, many decades that HIV has been affecting our community. So U equals U becomes a really convenient and necessary shorthand to wade through all of that science, as well as, you know, decades of fear and concern.
And of course, Nick, it's contrary to what we've all been led to believe for most of our lives, for those of us who've lived with HIV over the last 20 or 30 years. So we've always led to believe that you do need to, you know, create barriers to protect both yourself and your partner. So this is actually quite the opposite, isn't it?
It is. And that's why it's such a massive and revolutionary idea. And it's why it's so exciting to see the U equals U message has really gone all around the world. And it's like the pennies dropped. I mean, I'm a person living with HIV, and I'm relatively new to that community. It's been about 5 years for me, and many of your listeners and many people in my community have been living it for longer than I've been alive. But so you can sort of understand why those barriers have always been in place. It's been a very long road. So it's a very big journey for all of us, but, you know, to see the World Health Organization, to see UNAIDS, to see the CDC in the United States, and to see our own Victorian government step up and acknowledge that U equals U should hopefully be a really great indication to us and to our potential partners that we now have nothing to fear.
So, Nick, what you're actually saying is that if you have comprehensive treatment for HIV, presuming that you are HIV positive, you actually cannot pass that on. You cannot pass that
on. If you have an undetectable viral load, yeah.
That's right. If you have an undetectable viral load. So what they're saying with that is if you can get yourself on treatment and that you can have an undetectable viral load and sustain that for 6 months onwards, there is zero risk of you passing on HIV to your partner. And now for the vast majority of people living with HIV, here in Australia, and increasingly we hope around the world, that's absolutely the case. The majority of people living with HIV do have an undetectable viral load. So we are talking about here about...
And if you add PrEP into the equation as well, that really just does mean goodbye HIV, doesn't it?
Well, fingers crossed and legs uncrossed, as I like to say. absolutely. And look, and this is the really big thing we've seen, the impact that PrEP has been having on HIV notifications in particular areas, in particular jurisdictions, while it's been, you know, available on trial. And that's really seen the rates drop properly for the first time. And what that confirms for those of us living with HIV and what we've known for a long time is that we've been doing the heavy lifting in keeping the community as safe as possible. And there's been just this one missing piece of the puzzle in PrEP. And now with U equals U, we have this opportunity to really bust open a lot of that stigma and fear. So that, you know, for people out there looking for love, whether they're HIV positive or negative, you know, now with PrEP and U equals U and still all the old ways like condoms, et cetera, you know, there's really no barrier anymore.
And, of course, one thing that is important, Nick, for people to remember, we've seen an increase in, you know, some STDs, and people need to continue testing. Now, of course, they'll make, you know, people will make their own decision about condoms and, you know, those much older sexually transmitted diseases. The important thing for people to remember is, you know, that U equals U, and that there is zero risk if there's an undetectable viral load and the person has been undetectable for 6 months. Guess what? There's no risk.
Absolutely. There's very much zero risk. And we're seeing a lot of recently diagnosed people living with HIV jumping on treatment pretty much as soon as they're diagnosed and within 6 weeks achieving an undetectable viral load, you know. So, you know, for a lot of newly diagnosed people out there, you know, the pathway is really clear. But I think you're right, it's also really important to acknowledge that, you know, there are people out there in the community who have been living with HIV or at risk of HIV for many decades. And we can't expect everyone to just simply let go of all of that time.
Of course,
we want to recognise that it takes time for everyone to kind of process that and build up their confidence. And just, you know, to go back to the early point about other STIs, you know, we might very well see STI rates get back up to the pre-AIDS levels, which, you know, some of your listeners may remember during those wonderful days of gay liberation were extremely high.
They certainly were.
There was more clap than at a Bee Gees concert.
That's exactly it. But you know, we also have much better treatment options for those now. You know, anyone would recall the old way of getting treating, say, syphilis, et cetera. It's now much better.
Yes.
And also the wonderful thing about PrEP and U equals U, a great side effect of those things is that you have people who are ported into regular ongoing testing with their doctors.
Yes.
So when you're on PrEP, you've got to go every few months to get your script. And it's exactly the same with HIV-positive people getting treatment. So, you know, I'm seeing my doctor every 4 to 6 months. I'm getting an STI screening every time that's happening, for example.
Yeah.
Nick Hollis, we've run out of time, unfortunately, so we will have to move on. Thank you for speaking with us this morning, and thank you for the messages that you've imparted, and hopefully our listeners can actually take some of that on board. If anybody wants some more information about the sorts of things that you've been talking about, where can they go and who can they talk to?
They can jump straight onto the instituteofmany.org, where they'll see all the information about our campaign with Dynamics International, or they can jump onto the Tim Facebook page, the Institute of Many.
Thank you very much, Tim. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you.
Macca?
Thanks, gentlemen.
Thanks, Tim. You are on Saturday Magazine Joy 94.9. I just wanted to some very, very strong supporters, patrons of Joy, Gary Singer and Jeffrey Smith, are getting married today. And
a big shout out to them.
A big shout out. Great guys. Huge supporters of Joy. I'm really happy for them. Two guys that are very much in love, have been together a very long time. On behalf of Saturday Magazine, on behalf of Joy, have a wonderful and a special day, Gary and Jeffrey. None of us ever thought we'd be able to do this. Congratulations. Enjoy the day. It's all yours.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.